but we're starting today with one of the most ambitious and, I think, radical artists of our time, a man who works not in paint, bronze or even video, but in earth and clay, making what Charles Jenks calls landforms. Charles Jenks, I'm trying to find a way of visualising for people the work that you do, and perhaps one way of doing that would be to talk about the work that's being created right at the moment in Northumberland. So perhaps you could just start by describing that.
Well, a lot of my work comes from coal sites, cleaning up the environment from disturbance. And in this case, it's about a quarter of a mile long landform, which I was asked to design by Matt Ridley and Banks, a coal company. And they wanted something that would be a gateway to the north. So I was explicitly asked to do an icon. And I thought for a long time, well, what is worthy of, what's on our mind most of the time, not necessarily sex, but the body, the face, and our interaction with people. We have more neurons to do with facial recognition than you can believe in any other point of recognition. And so I worked very hard designing a landform in the shape of a reclining woman, twisted in a kind of serpentina, a dancing figure. After I'd done it, I realized that such a figure was drawn in the caves of Lascaux, the same sort of zigzag figure, showing how old that image is, really, and how iconic. We immediately...
This woman will be vast. I mean, she will be the size of some of those great cut horses in the south of England, or even longer.
She'll be even much bigger. I think she's by three times the largest human figure on this planet. I think, of course, it's very hard to prove, but the next biggest is being constructed in stone, I think, in Wyoming, near the presidents, the four presidents who were sculpted. That's 50 feet high, and her face, Northumberlandia's face, is 150 feet long.
Wow. So it